anybody ever had.
Well, the Jets store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in, bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on a Friday morning. Bugs and Hugs kicking off, and I can't think of a better way to start it than talking about a signing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders yesterday of Trevor Harris. And Jamie Nye joining me in studio. I bumped into you in the hallway. You had a feeling. You had a sense yesterday morning this was happening.
We did it on Wednesday's show. Let's do a baby pool for Trevor Harris signing.
I heard that, yeah.
I think it's going to be tomorrow. Only one person, because we did the baby pool thing, and only one person actually said Thursday with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, just my spidey senses. He signed December 6th last year. December 6th is a Saturday. It's not going to happen then. I thought Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, this is the time to do it. No time like the present.
And it's great news. I mean, I was just looking at the text line. I don't see anyone disappointed with this move.
Well, how could you be disappointed with it? Like, the only thing you can say is, well, he's going to be 40 next year. That's it.
Can we even say that anymore? Knowing this year, I mean, they said you're going to be 38 year one, 38 year or 39 year two, and he proved out he was the MVP of the Grey Cup.
So. Yeah. He broke a record in the Grey Cup, too, with the completion percentage. He was just spinning it. A rough start to that game in the first quarter. He was trying to figure out the Alouettes defense, and then he figured it out and was almost perfect after that. It was unbelievable what he was able to do that night in Winnipeg. And to your point of, can you say, well, he's 40? No, you shouldn't. Like, I had a lot of doubts when he signed here. Less doubt, a little bit when he broke his knee, leg.
Yeah.
And then last year, the year before, he got injured again. It was like, okay. But after this season, a 100% healthy Trevor Harris, and he looks the part of a starting Grey Cup caliber quarterback still at the age of 39.
I'm going to say from that last 1 minute drive in the West final, and then all the way through the Grey Cup, we saw what this guy's capable of. And a lot of it, and he talked about it, is mental. In his mind, they were winning that Grey Cup. And I think that was part of it.
And his leadership.
Yeah.
Like Corey Mace respects the heck out of Trevor Harris. Trevor Harris respects the heck out of Corey Mace. And when you're trying to set a culture in the room, you need everybody on the same page in that leadership core, and that's part of it too. This team is set up to win again in 2026. I know there's a lot of pending free agents, but I think Jeremy O'Day and Corey Mace and Trevor Harris is probably on the phone already this morning going, hey, Sam Emelis, you better sign a contract.
Here's some more calls that we should be making.
Exactly.
Listen, Jamie, I appreciate you popping in. Obviously, this will be a big talk on the Green Zone with you and Locker today, so thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. I'm going to jump onto the phone line. I got Paul calling in from Connecticut. Paul, it's been a while.
Thank you, Evan. You know, your first minister, he's bringing the Great White North to D.C. They've got over 3 inches of snow there. Now, can we top that? Meaning, can Trump top that?
Well, he might tax it. I don't know if he'll top it. He might tax it. Listen, Paul, I have no – I will tell you, in Canada, news media is all over the fact that Mark Carney's in Washington today. I mean, we all know why he's there. This FIFA World Cup draw is happening. I have no illusion that this is going to yield any kind of positive outcome in the short time he and Trump spend together.
A little context, my friend. Kuzma's that agreement pre-Trump tariffs, recent tariffs, is more important for Carney to look at than anything else, because this comes on the heels of the Ford fiasco, where he had to divine a past president. How dare he?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Trump's attitude, and he walked away from future tariff negotiations because of that. So how is the first minister, the prime minister, going to stroke Trump's ego enough to get anything definitive going on? Because after all, your guy is a politician just like ours, and he's got to give a good spin. And you mentioned, oh, the media is all over it. Yeah, but the media also is all over the secessionist talk in Alberta. So, you know, you carry a very powerful microphone up there. Is this the kind of business that conservatives want to support in Canada?
Well, I guess we'll see what comes of the meeting down there. I didn't realize it was snowing as heavily as you just reported in Washington today, but I appreciate your call, Paul. By the way, coming up on Monday, we have Kelly Malone, our Washington correspondent, who we check in regularly. We will talk with her first thing on Monday morning, so we should know by then how the talks go between the two leaders, and throw the president of Mexico in the loop there as well, because she's there as well for the FIFA announcement today. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go to Ian in Saskatoon next. It is Bugs and Hugs. Ian, what have you got?
Good morning. I was watching the parliamentary committee yesterday talking, you know, looking into Stellantis. And Melanie Joly, the minister, was on, you know, in the guest or interviewee.
Yep.
Most of those committees are all a joke, you know, with the answers that are given. But I was quite upset at the rudeness, the level of disrespect by Melanie Joly to, I believe it was a conservative member of parliament asking questions, and her saying, well, you know, I can't remember his name, but let's say, well, you know, Jim or James or whatever. No, I mean, he's an elected member of parliament representing as his constituents in Canada, and for her to treat it so cavalier, I thought was just complete disrespect and making a mockery of why she was there.
Yeah, I appreciate your perspective and thoughts on that, Ian. I didn't see that, but I've seen some of those committee meetings before, and it can get a little heated. It can get a little, and you know, I think back to the last time that the federal minister of energy, Tim Hodgson, was on with Vashi Kapelos, and she was asking him a question, and I can't remember the exact quote, but he's like, let me give you a little history lesson, Vashi. It was that condescending tone or the nature in which he said it. So I think you're on to something, Ian, regardless of political party. You really have to be aware of how you're saying the things. It's not just what you're saying, but how you're saying it can come across and leave an impression. And clearly it did with you. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go now to Kelvington, Saskatchewan. Always appreciate hearing from our listeners there. I got Bruce on the line. Bruce, Bugs and Hugs, what have you got for me?
Thanks for taking my call. And it'll take me a little bit to say.
It's all right.
That fellow from Grenfell called in yesterday about submitting his GST every 3 months.
Right.
And then fining him $250.
Because he was doing it paper, like paper, longhand. Yes. Yeah.
And I have two farm couples that I know about here of renting out land, cash rent, and they were told they had to collect GST. They sent them out the forms by mail. They filled them out, sent the money in, and they both couples got a $100 fine, so that's $400. And the federal government has probably got 40 or 50,000 more employees than they need, and not everybody has a computer, and not everybody wants to use one, and I think this is just terrible.
Yeah, and especially if they mailed the forms out, Bruce.
Exactly.
Like, they sent the forms, and then they penalized them for filling them out in longhand or hard copy.
It's just totally wrong. All those people that Trudeau hired, and you can't even get any kind of proper service, and nobody, there's more and more of this being forced away from doing things manually, and it's wrong. If some people don't have computers and some don't want to have them.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you referencing our call from yesterday, because I think there were a number of people on the text line yesterday saying exactly what Bruce did, what our caller did yesterday, saying, you know, this seems crazy. We're calling it a penalty. I don't know if it's a penalty or a fee or whatever you want to call it, but this notion that if you are a business and you have to remit your GST, no cost if you do it online, big cost if you actually fill out the paper by hand and mail it in to them. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, we're going to reset the phones. I've got a number of calls coming in here. Let's do this. Reset the phones. Give me a chance. I haven't checked the text line in a second. We'll do that, and then we will come back and keep taking your bugs, your hugs. This goes right until 11 o'clock today, so lots of time for your thoughts here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Whoa, are you crying? kids are playing baseball?
Because they're all good kids. Until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255. We are continuing on with Bugs and Hugs. There's one here that always makes me smile because this will come up from time to time on the program. My bug today is best before dates on food products, and you've got to flip them around like a Rubik's Cube to find the dates in the supermarket. There should be a standardized, cross-the-board, food sold in Canada, an easy place to read on the item where the best before date is. We had in our fridge, is about a week ago or so, there was a container of hummus. And so we were putting together like a little charcuterie board. And I said to Jody, is this still good? And she said, well, I don't know. What's the best before date? Well, I am like at the window in the bright sunlight, squinting, and exactly as this texter is saying, flipping it around, trying to find, it was written on the rim and so small. You know, maybe some of it is just, I need glasses. I don't know. But anyway, good point. Appreciate it. Thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a funny one. Wendy in Calgary says, okay, Evan, not a bug, but kind of a hug and a funny story. We listen to your show from Calgary. We think the program topics and the guests are timely. You're natural. Now for the funny story. Before we moved to Calgary, we lived on, I don't want to let out where you live, but we lived on a place in Regina. A house across the street and down the block sold, and after the new neighbors moved in, we would often see police cars parked at the house. We didn't see criminal activity, so we assumed, well, there were some bad kids living at that house, until we found out from our former neighbors that you had joined the neighborhood. Anyway, Wendy, thanks for listening to the show from Calgary, and thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. It is Bugs and Hugs, and I'm going to go to Harold in Regina. Your bug is what today, my friend?
Well, I think I'm bugged that society has to take responsibility for all these homeless. And, you know, we have a cannabis store almost on every corner, and it's easy to get into that. And then I'm bugged by the federal government for allowing them, and even the provincial government for opening up all the liquor outlets. It's unbelievable how easy it is to get liquor. And so that's the way it goes. And I'm just appalled that in Saskatoon, there were two deaths in one day. And that this is appalling. And then also that we don't deal strongly with the offenders, the ones that are pushing the drugs.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, Harold, because the efforts, I will say there's incredible police efforts to try and curb the drugs, curb the illegal substances coming into the communities. But man, I'm telling you, it's sometimes like a bucket of water out of the ocean. You know, you can remove thousands of dollars worth of drugs, but people will find a way. If they've got an addiction, they will find a way. And that's why the addiction needs to somehow be dealt with. Anyway, that's a long spiel for me that I've done many times. I'm going to go to Dale on the road today. Dale, I appreciate you calling in. Bug or hug today, my friend?
A bug.
What do you got?
Okay. So my bug is our society has become cashless. I'm one of the dummies that carries cash with me quite often.
I have some in my pocket right now, Dale. I'm with you.
Yeah. So anyways, at the start of the year, I don't know if I can mention the place that I went to. It's a stadium.
Okay, you went to a stadium, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I went up and wanted to get myself a drink and go to the counter, order my drink, and I threw a 10 and a toonie on the counter, and the gal says, oh, sorry, we no longer take any cash. So luckily enough, I did have a credit card, but not everybody has credit cards.
You're right.
And what bugged me the most was, okay, I pay an extra fee for using a credit card, first off. Second off, I could not figure out how to get rid of the tip thing, because I said, I'm not paying a tip since I was going to give you a tip, a good tip, but I'm not going to give you a tip. So she had to show me how to get rid of the tip thing. And yeah, so basically, you're paying pretty good money for that one drink.
Yep. It's you've touched on about five nerves for people, I think, in that short time. The tipping thing is big. We have talked about that. We've opened phone lines up just on the topic of tipping. Is it out of control? Is it getting out of hand? I feel like it is. So you brought something up there. The cashless thing, too, is very frustrating. I, too, am a person loves to. I always have cash in my pocket, whether it's for something that you, you know, buy at a retail outlet or if it's someone at work selling raffle tickets. They know to come to me because I very seldom am I going to say, no, I don't have any cash on me. I agree. I like cash. I like to use it. And I wish that we weren't going away from it, but it feels like we are. 1-877-332-8255. Where am I going next? Let's go to Kate. Kate, thanks for calling in. Nut Mountain area, am I right?
Correct.
Good stuff. What have you got for me, bug or hug today?
I have a bug this morning.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's for the Scott Moe government. I feel that they're pitting farmer against farmer, and this is regarding the easement packages from the C&D for access and flowage that has to do with drainage in the area.
Ah, okay. I've seen a few texts today talking people talking about drainage. So what's happening in your neck of the woods, Kate?
Well, it just kind of felt like out of the blue we get these easement packages and they want to expropriate, they're threatening to expropriate land around the Duck Creek, and some farmers are going to be facing quite a bit of habitat loss and potential flooding and loss of acres, and there hasn't been any consultation, and that's just not fair. And, you know, farmers are willing to, like, work with these boards, but we feel like it's not being reciprocated.
Yeah. You know, this is another one of those topics that would be good to get someone on from the government. Maybe we can reach out to, I'm guessing it's Minister of Environment, maybe Travis Kiesig, talk to someone about this, because I don't have a lot of knowledge on it, but I've seen it now on the text line a couple of times. Clearly, Kate, you're bringing it up as well on the phone line. So we'll do some digging on this and see what we can come up with, but appreciate the thoughts. 1-877-332-8255. I've got about a minute and a half before I have to take my next break, so I got time for one more call. I'll go to Frank. Thanks for calling. Frank, what have you got for me?
I got a bug for you, and it's for you personally.
Okay, well, let's have her.
Okay, every time you can, you got a chance, you'll switch to sports. Now, you've already got on your program Jamie and Locker from 2 to 6.
Yeah.
Justin Blackwell, for about half of his program, interviews Jamie and Locker. And any chance you get to switch to sports, pretty soon you're not a talk show anymore.
So you don't like that I brought Jamie on?
I don't like how many times you switch to sports.
Okay, well, that's fair. I appreciate it, and I'll keep that in mind. I was excited that we signed Trevor Harris, which is why I wanted to have Jamie on to talk about that. Because I feel like, I mean, although that's sports, I'll give you that, Frank, it's sports. It's kind of a Saskatchewan thing. I don't know anyone in this province. My mom texted me saying, did you see we re-signed Trevor Harris? And my mom's not a diehard football fan. But anyway, I appreciate the call, Frank. Thanks. Bugs and hugs, whatever it is. You got a bug? Evan Bray's your bug? I'll take your call. 1-877-332-8255. We're only half done. Lots of time to get your call in. Lots of time to get your text in. We'll go to more calls and texts when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper!
That's awesome!
Who sent this, you flower son of bitches?
I just want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to the show. I want to read this hug. It actually came in earlier this week from Dale in Laird. He says, my wife and I, my wife being the vice president of country at the Creek Music Festival in Big River, were watching the Country Music Awards for Saskatchewan on YouTube, and our music festival won Best Venue or Outside Festival of Music. It's the Country at the Creek Music Festival, held first weekend of July every year. Jeanette Wachinski and Wendy Besser, a couple of the executive members that helped put this on. Congrats to them. This is the fourth award that they have received over 12 years for the best music festival in Saskatchewan. And Dale goes on to say, you know, that's a pretty big deal when you consider you're competing against festivals like Country Thunder and the Dogpatch Music Festival. So good on the crew at Country at the Creek Music Festival in Big River. Congrats on the award, and looking forward to your show next week already, or next year, I should say. Speaking of outdoor festivals, how about the announcement? I noticed there was a text on the line from Andrea, pumped and excited about Jelly Roll headlining a one-day outdoor music Festival in Saskatoon in June, the Outskirts Music Festival, June 26th, Sastel Center parking lot. Not inside, on the parking lot. Widemouth Mason, Third Eye Blind, a couple of the other bands. And, of course, there was the audio you probably heard earlier this week of Jelly Roll practicing saying Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
He's got it down, Pat. He will be a great show. I was able to catch him when he was in Regina at the Brandt Center earlier this year. Great show. So get ready for that one coming up next year. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to go where? Justin in Herbert. We'll start there. Thanks for calling in. Bugs or hugs? What have you got, Justin?
I got a hug for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's for you and your radio station and your program people that, you know, build all your segments and stuff. You guys did one yesterday with that the vets, Willie, was it Willie McDonald?
Willie McDonald, yes. The guy who they're hoping gets the Victoria Cross.
That was a stand-up, you know, podcast and interview you did there. It really made it real for me, right? Like, you watch the movies, you hear some stories, but this was real. And,
yes.
And the fact that I think that he used names really maybe drove it home for me.
That's a good point, Justin, because when I was listening to him, I mean, these were friends. These were people he was fighting with. And I can't even imagine.
I can't either. And I mean, I think you have to be built for that kind of, to be able to do that, to be able to, you know, deal with the trauma even, right? But I told everyone I know, you got to go listen to this because it makes it real. I showed it to my kids this morning before they got on the bus. And we do Remembrance Day with them every year. But this was just like, you know, it was real. And they said that too. They said, you know, this was real. And I think it really kind of drove home, you know, what sacrifice people are making for this country. And I really appreciated it.
That's a great hug. Thank you so much, Justin. And thanks to all of those that serve our country, past and current. We had Ed Stanowski was also in here with Willie McDonald. So Master Warrant Officer Willie McDonald, Lieutenant Colonel Ed Stanowski, Corporal Jamie Sinclair also actually wasn't on the air with us, but he was in here as well. So we've got lots of brave women and men in this province, in this country, that serve our country overseas. That Afghanistan story from 2006, though, I'll just give it another plug. Like Justin said, if you missed it, you can always go back through the website or wherever you get your podcast to listen to the interview with Willie McDonald. His recount of that fateful day in August of 2006 is something that is, well, like Justin said, it's what movies are made of, but this is real life. And this fella is a deserving individual of the Victoria Cross. How about we go to Wadena, Saskatchewan next? Bonnie, thanks for hanging on. What have you got? Yeah, I think you've got one of each, don't you? A bug and a hug?
Yes, I have a bug for Carney. He's an imposter. He's fueling Brookfield. He's fueling the banks, $55 billion in interest on the debt they give to the bank. He's the who cares prime minister. And with the job losses, with the 1,000 job losses at Algoma, he gave money, our tax money, $400 million.
Knowing that those jobs were going to be cut.
Right, and nothing for the workers. So, and then my hug is for Polyev. We need him desperately. And I want to say he's the prime minister we need. And he will have a battle when he gets to his review.
His leadership,
Because we have these red Tories like Ford and Houston that want to take over, just like Roasted out in BC just lost his job.
Right. He just stepped down yesterday, didn't he, Bonnie? Well, I appreciate the call. If there is someone who is has a bought and paid membership in the Pierre Poilievre fan club, I know it's you, Bonnie, because I think almost weekly you would like to call in and give a hug to Pierre Poilievre. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go now to Keith on the road. I can tell he's on the road. You can hear the the travel in the background. Keith, thanks for calling in. What have you got for me?
Well, I got a bug. I was at Agribition last week, and parking lot was pretty full. I managed to find a spot to park. when I came out at 5 o'clock after walking around all day, a couple of vehicles had parked right in front of me and I couldn't get out. So yeah, I was pretty bugged with that.
I hate that when that happens, because how are you have no idea who these people are.
Exactly. So I'm like, what am I going to do? There was just enough room for my car to squeak out, but there was a truck beside me, telephone pole on the other side. So I was backing around, trying to squeeze my way out. Couldn't get out. But then a good Samaritan happened to walk along, came to his vehicle, and saw I was having trouble. So he came over and said, are you having problems? And I said, yeah. So he said, well, I'll guide you. So I rolled my window down, and he guided me within 6 inches of the truck beside me and 2 inches of the car in front, and I was able to squeak my way out.
That's
so good. I was very happy with
that. Yeah, so bug and a hug at the same time on that one, Keith. I got you. Sorry, I think I cut you off. Go ahead.
One other quick thing. Just a hug for your radio station. You do a great job, Evan Bray. I really enjoy the station. And the guy that phoned in and said, you do too much sports, I don't agree with that. Saskatchewan is, we're full of sports fans, and I think you have a very good balance. And I also love that you talk a lot about farming, too. So you do a great job.
Okay, well, thanks. That's good. I feel better. Frank was, you know, he was all over me about the too much sports. And then I'm thinking, okay, well, I got Belton Johnson coming up here at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk sports. You know that. Anyway, I appreciate that, Keith. Thanks so much. And yeah, the Agribition parking lot this year. Well, what do they have? 151,000 people. They broke an attendance record. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of cars there, but I was wedged in pretty good on that Thursday when I was down there with the show as well. Lots of cars in that parking lot. Okay, let's go to Brian next in Saskatoon. Brian, thanks for the call. Hug, what have you got for me?
Well, I've got a really big hug for a World War II veteran. Actually, I'm attending his funeral tomorrow, but I know his family and friends are listening. It's for Reginald Crash Harrison. Reg is 103 years old.
Yeah, we had him on the show, Brian.
Oh, did you?
Yes, we did. It was about a year ago. It was when the France gave him that medal, that award.
Oh my, he's an honorary snowbird, and you know he missed his Distinguished Flying Cross back in World War II. But I can't think of a better person, a humble, proud person. But anyways, his funeral tomorrow, and I just wanted to send out a hug to his family.
Well, it's a beautiful thing to do, and he was a proud Canadian, and we were better off because of him. So thank you for that, Brian. Appreciate the call. I'm going to take one more quick call here before we take our break. I'm going to go back to Kelvington. This is the most callers from Kelvington I think I've ever had in the show. Today I'm going to go to Susan next. Thanks, Susan. What have you got for me?
Well, I just wanted to echo what Kate said
a
few calls back, that the Scott Moe government, the Water Security Agency, and the Kelvington CND, which is six farmers, deciding that one farmer gets to thrive over the downstream farmer through illegal ditching. And I want to know why Scott Moe has decided that some farmers get to thrive and other farmers have to suck it up. And when I say suck it up, I mean all that water that's drained onto their land.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Susan. Clearly, this is an issue. I mentioned we've had a couple of texts. Well, I think I've had eight more texts since the first caller. Now Susan calling in on this. So thank you to Kate and Susan for this. We are going to see if we can make contact with the provincial government on this or someone from Water Security Agency to understand why the decisions were made. But clearly in the Kelvington area, this is having a great impact and great concern for people there. And I will always appreciate hearing your thoughts. Can I take one more? Okay, Frank's, you know, I look to Frank. If the great Frank Ehler says to me, yeah, you got time for one more, then I'll take one more before the break. Let's go to Jim in Sulcoats, Saskatchewan. You too bugged by parking at Mosaic.
Yeah, it's actually Storthokes, but yeah.
Oh, Storthokes. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. But I was just wondering, where the Ryder Stater used to be on, like, that Taylor Field. What they're talking about, revitalizing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think they were talking about putting some affordable housing in there, but nothing has, shovels haven't hit the ground yet.
Well, why don't they just build a big parking lot, and then bus the people down to Mosaic Stadium or the Brad Center and all that kind of stuff, or whatever the case may be, because it's, we've been on a couple of those, Ryder games, the Guns N' Roses, shows and stuff like that,
Yep.
And when you get on at the Southland Mall and they put you in real nice seats, you know, everybody's got a place to sit. As soon as you get out of the show, they herd you in like cattle into those buses and then scream down the street. You know, like everybody, the bus is probably overweight. Like, why can't they do something like that?
Yeah, like have a little shuttle. I mean, there's lots of ways. I think about when the exhibition goes to the city of Regina, they actually use the Armory's parking lot. They use some from the Lawson Aquatic Center across the way. So you would think for some of the special events that there could be something like that. And I don't know how much of that old Taylor Field site they plan on using for affordable housing. I just know that's part of the plan for the revitalization of that area, but maybe there will be continued parking there. Appreciate the thought, Jim. Okay, let's take our break. When we come back, we will finish up our Bugs and Hugs segment for this week. Still time for you to get in at 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Don't get angry
with me. Your temper brings its honor to my happy Mushu palace.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
I'm feeling happy. You gone mad.
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
1-877-332-8255 is our text line number, and it has been busy this morning. A lot of people texting in. Michelle in Cornac. Here's my bug. QP, the Saskatchewan Health Authority, and Minister Jeremy Cockerell. There's been no contact, no raises, no incentives, no effort to keep hardworking staff in the SHA positions. I'm a single mom cooking in a long-term care facility, and the cost of living is not slowing down. Groceries are rising again next year. Bills keep climbing. Wages standing still. There's been zero movement on bargaining for members. We aren't even beginning to make headway. As of April 2026, it will be 4 years with no contract and no progress. Michelle? Thanks for your bug. We've talked about that contract and that bargaining agent in the province that has been without a contract for quite some time. Here's another. So this one's a hug. We've had some bugs for the provincial government. Now a hug, Nick in Saskatoon, a huge hug for Scott Moe and the Compassionate Intervention Act. Any initiative regarding addiction or crime is going to inadvertently affect Indigenous people more than anyone else. All levels of government and the police have a dark and horrible history of targeting Indigenous people and trying to force them to change behavior. So now politicians won't touch the idea of forced treatments. Mo is doing the entire country good by braving this initiative. I agree with you, Nick. I agree. This is not the perfect fix, but it is for sure a step in the right direction. And it is this, I believe, firmly believe with all my heart, this is going to save lives. This is going to give people the opportunity to want a better life for themselves by stabilizing them and then getting them healthy from their addiction. So thank you for that text. 1-877-332-8255. This is a long text, but I'm going to summarize it. Dale in Regina, a bug with the Saskatchewan Health Authority Board and the executive leadership team. Earlier this week, at the discretion of the executive leadership team, the South Zone EMS chief was unceremoniously relieved of his duties following a distinguished 40-year career serving EMS. The executive leadership team reportedly unhappy with comments made by the chief during a meeting with representatives from the town of Whitewood, voicing their concerns with EMS service disruptions, which has been a big problem in the province for sure. The EMS chief's comments align perfectly with the SHA core values of accountability. Brackets. We are responsible. We own each action and decision. We are transparent and have the courage to speak up. So basically, this texter Dale is saying, this is a leader who had that courage, who was speaking up, the South Zone EMS chief, and after a distinguished 40-year career, he gets told he's done. Dale says, I hope that this inspires others to have the courage to speak up against the indignity shown to the EMS chief and his exemplary career. Appreciate the text. Appreciate everyone who joined us today on Bugs and Hugs, another great episode of the show. Apologies to those that we weren't able to get on the program, but lots of messages came in today. We'll take our break. We'll come back to great Belton Johnson. It's Eatin' Time next on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.